And so we're going to continue today, as we will every day from 3:30 to 4:30, cultivating different aspects of the heart. And yesterday we worked with a metta practice, a very basic form of metta, loving kindness, appropriate for all experience, always beneficial, always appropriate to meet your experience with kindness, with friendliness, and acceptance. About trying to find ease and safety, even in the midst of difficult and challenging experience. And today we're going to open the heart a little wider, and we're going to practice with forgiveness. So today's heart practice will be focused primarily on the practice of forgiveness, which is a very specific type of practice, and it has a very specific aim. So maybe the first thing to point out is when we look at forgiveness or we think about forgiveness, it often carries with it a certain degree of depth and weight. It's not a very light topic for many of us. It's can feel quite heavy. And to some degree it is, and some of the suffering and some of the pain and resentment that we still carry towards ourselves or towards others usually has some degree of a lack or an inability or a lack of interest in forgiving. And so if we look at the opposite of that, if we look at what does the experience of not forgiving look like, we find ourselves coming into a probably very common mental habit of blaming. So something happened in the past, you did something, you experienced some form of pain, and we have to find out who's at fault, who is responsible for this pain that I'm in, and I will have to blame that person. If I don't have somebody to blame, then I will blame myself. And this habit of blaming can start off as a mild form of irritation or frustration, but it usually, to some degree, is rooted in a form of hatred. There's a blaming, anger, hatred, your fault, you're bad, you're wrong. And that will usually put into place a type of resentment. So we're continuing to blame. And at the same time, feeling no relief at all from the initial hurt. Even if the blame is justified, even if it makes sense logically, we can justify it, we can build a case against it, and we can have all the evidence to suggest that I'm at fault here, you're at fault here, you're guilty. And as much as we might be able to find evidence to that being the case, it doesn't do anything to the pain except for exacerbate it. It makes it worse. The Buddha talks about it as clenching a hot coal. Just holding on to a burning, I'm so angry, I'm so resentful, I'm squeezing and clinging to this burning pain, and I'm just reharming over and over and over again. And sometimes I know that when I hear about forgiveness, when I first learned about forgiveness and started to practice with it, my mind immediately went into a kind of form of suspicion, and sometimes can put us in a place where we think forgiveness is actually not a safe thing to do. And we can feel like forgiving means that we're letting the person off the hook, or forgiving means that we're not taking responsibility for the thing that we did, and can sometimes maybe feel like a little bit of a cop-out. But that's not really helpful, and that's not really actually what we're talking about when we talk about forgiveness from a Buddhist perspective. And so, as a practice, forgiveness is part of compassion. But because compassion and forgiveness experientially are so different, the experience about caring about suffering and caring about pain and developing empathy for our discomfort is what compassion is about. Forgiveness is about actually really letting go of the old blame, wound. And so it's really helpful, I think, for us to separate the two and know that forgiveness is actually an act of compassion. And ultimately, it's an act of compassion actually for ourselves. And so we can probably understand really quite easily that as much as we might blame somebody, we might be resentful towards them, we might actually hate them, that us hating them and being resentful towards them doesn't harm them at all. And all we're doing is we're reharming ourselves by, and the word resentment means to re-feel. And so every time I think about this person that betrayed me, that abused me, that wronged me, I'm getting hurt over and over and over and over again. And they are not having any result. And so in a very practical way, we probably want to just realize and consider the fact that it just doesn't work. It's not helpful. It doesn't go anywhere. It just creates more and more suffering over something that could have happened 10, 20, 25 years ago. It doesn't matter. And to help make the distinction, to maybe help get the mind to be a little bit more on board with the idea so that we can, this is something that hopefully we can maybe get behind, is actually that we're forgiving the person, the actor, not the action. And so when we look at our life history and we look at the world, it's pretty easy to acknowledge that there are certain acts and certain harms that created that are pretty clearly unforgivable. The abuse and the violence and a lot of the things that happen in the world, and probably a lot of the things that might have happened to you or things that perhaps you've done to yourself or other people, we could say that that type of behavior is totally unacceptable and completely unforgivable. So we can hold some degree of healthy regret about that. And regret is actually really quite good because regret is a function of empathy. Regret is a function of compassion. If I regret having done something, it means that I acknowledge that it was harmful and I sort of wish that I hadn't done it. And that's really quite good to feel that way. But the forgiveness is about forgiving yourself, the person, for having done it. Or forgiving the other person for having done it. And when we start to look at what motivates us or why do people harm, why do we create harm? And again, a Buddhist perspective says that all harm is created out of suffering and confusion. So when I'm in pain and I'm confused and I'm scared, I'm likely to cause harm. And I know that in my life, that when I'm in pain and I'm confused and I'm in fear, that's when I've caused the most amount of harm to myself. And so it's the pain and it's the confusion that puts us in a place where we do things. It puts people in a place where they do things one of the stories that I've heard before that I think is helpful is that, you know, there's a story of a puppy who gets caught in a bear trap, and he's in a lot of pain, and somebody goes to help the puppy and tries to release the trap, and the puppy bites him, because it's in so much pain and so much fear and confusion that it can't but attack. And this also happens for us on many, many levels, depending on the type of pain that we've been through. A lot of it experiential pain, relational pain, the pain and the loss and the suffering that we've experienced as a result of being abandoned by people, being betrayed by people, being let down and disappointed. And all of that experience we've maybe felt towards ourselves. So again, we really want to make a clear distinction that the forgiveness is about forgiving the person, not forgiving the thing that they did or the thing that we did. And this, well, oftentimes, I know for me, it's put me in a place where I was like, oh, okay, I think maybe I could do this. And so as a function of compassion, we oftentimes will find that there's, when we approach the mind, and so to some degree when we start to look at forgiveness, the first thing that we start to access is just memory. And so a lot of this forgiveness practice is about things that have happened already. And one of the definitions that I like most about forgiveness that actually carries with it a sense of humor is that forgiveness is giving up all hope for having a better past. And so, to some degree, it's taking full responsibility for what has gone down and taking full responsibility for the way that we're relating to what has gone down, the way we're relating to the things that have occurred. And so when we engage the memories, when we start to, even as we sit here in this room right now, considering what I'm saying, you'll notice that there's usually kind of three places the mind will go. And the first place is, and we can't but help it, but the mind will often go to the things where we say, no way, never. I will never forgive myself for that, or I will never forgive them for that. So that's one category. And maybe we'll stay away from that one if you have some of those categories. If you don't feel ready, then maybe that's okay. And then we have this middle category, which I think is probably the one that's most appropriate for the experience of being here on retreat, is the forgiveness of the things that we think maybe I'm ready, maybe it's time, maybe I'm ready to forgive myself for that. Maybe. Maybe I'm ready to forgive them for what happened. And then, of course, the third is the ones that we feel we're ready. I'm ready to forgive. I'm ready to put down the hatred and the anger and the resentment. Because what starts to happen for the heart is the heart actually is the thing that sort of takes on all of the heart's what gets stuck with all the sort of shit of this. And one of the words that came up a couple times today that I heard several people use was the analogy of that they have some armor over their heart. And so that sometimes our inability to forgive or our anger, our resentment is put in place as a strategy to protect ourselves from future. So the heart becomes cold, it becomes hardened, it becomes unavailable. Or maybe we've been in so much pain and suffering that we just want to shut it down. I don't even want to go down there. I know that for me, when I first started to do the heart practices, I had this attitude of my heart being this thing that was like in a concrete floor with a metal plate over it. And I was like, yeah, we just like don't go down there. That's just like fucking off limits. Like, it's just bad, it's messy, it's total chaos. We just lock it up. and just like, can we just move on already with all this heart practice business? Or I had the strong delusion that I would say, oh, I'm totally over it. I'm good with it. Can't we just let sleeping dogs lie and it's just water under the bridge? I'm totally okay with all of the things that happened in my past. Let's just move on already. The meditation teacher said, let go, man. I'm just ready to let go. And that spiritual bypass that gets created when we do this, when we lie to ourselves and we pretend that we're okay with what went down. We don't talk about it, we don't think about it, and we certainly don't feel about it. And so to some degree, what I know happened for me, and I think what happens for most of us, is when we put the armor over the heart as a protective strategy, we actually lock ourselves in with that anger and hatred. So as much as I'm trying to protect myself from the world and trying to protect myself from getting hurt or betrayed or abandoned or whatever, that the armor might serve the function of protecting me, but it also serves the dysfunction of now I'm locked inside with the anger, I'm locked inside with the hatred, I'm locked in with it. And to some degree, we find over time that we end up becoming the victim and the perpetrator. And so when we start to look at forgiveness as a practice of freedom, which ultimately is what I think it is, it's about freeing. It's actually about breaking the heart open, not into depression and sadness and sorrow, but actually breaking the heart open, breaking the armor open, so that way we actually break the heart open into a sense of being free in the heart, and being at ease and being available and having access to our emotional experience, knowing that we might get hurt again, but saying, you know what, it's worth it. I need to unlock this. And for some people, it carries different levels of weight, depending on your experience in life and sort of where you're at with this. For some people, it feels like a very manageable, feel like they've done some work in this department, and the forgiveness feels good and feels available and feels accessible. And for some people, it might even feel a little bit scary or dangerous. But when I discuss it and try to, you know, kind of making a kind of trying to create some type of a buy-in, because I know that for me, when I was sitting in your seat not that many years ago, and somebody was sitting in front of me talking about this, I was ready to leave the room. I was like, yeah, forgiveness, and that's not happening. And so it wasn't until I really could see that there was so much of it, you know, where we talk about the past sort of being over, but for me, when I'm unable to forgive and I'm exercising this sense of blaming, the past is actually present. So as much as I think it's over and it already happened, I'm still suffering about it now, because I'm on the wrong side of it. I'm still in it. I've locked myself in with it. And so we will work on a couple of different categories as a way to kind of gauge where the forgiveness is most needed. And so on the front end, we'll start with asking for forgiveness. So when we look at the stages of the relational quality of forgiveness, because forgiveness is usually associated with a relational kind of pain. I really, really harmed you, and I feel really, really guilty, and I really want to ask for forgiveness for the harm that I've created or caused somebody. And there's a relational pain there. There's an unresolved, unfinished business there. And so we start by considering somebody that we would really like to ask for forgiveness and acknowledging, like, I know and I understand that I hurt you, and I'm asking to be forgiven. And so we will work with that for some time. The second, and probably for many of us the most challenging, is forgiving ourselves, the self-forgiveness. So asking ourselves, sitting with our experience, and offering some degree of forgiveness for any of the harms that you've caused yourself, the pain, the things that you've done that you very much still regret, and any self-hatred or shame or guilt or blaming or I'm a bad person-ing, is we're going to try actually to destroy that. The word that the Buddha uses is nirodha, which is a sort of an ending of a form of suffering. And the word nirodha can be translated as destroy. And so if I feel guilty and I feel shamed and I'm re-harming myself, I actually want to destroy that habit. And the way that I destroy that habit is I cultivate forgiveness in that direction. And I disarm it, I disable it, I destroy that. And also we, and the third component is we offer forgiveness to somebody who has harmed us. So there's often a sense of somebody who hurt us, somebody abandoned us, they betrayed us, they let us down. There's lots of different ways we can feel hurt by others. So again, it's a very relational type of pain that gets created. And we want to be able to forgive the person for having done what they've done. And again, at the same time acknowledging what they have done might be, and probably we can acknowledge, is completely unacceptable and unforgivable, but we're going to put that aside right now. This isn't a courtroom. We're not pleading a case. We're just looking at the person and understanding that they were probably in pain and they were confused and that's why they harmed us. And so part of that compassion is that understanding that when I'm in pain, I cause harm, and I forgive myself for the harm that I've caused. And when you're in pain, just like me, just like me, just like you, when you're in pain and you're confused, you cause harm. And maybe at some point in time, you were in so much pain and so much confusion that you caused me harm, and now I'm going to offer you forgiveness for that. And when we oftentimes hear this maybe not helpful instruction by meditation teachers, and it's an instruction that I rarely will say is to let go. But when someone says, how do you let go? My answer is always to forgive. And actually, forgiving is about being generous with your heart. There's a giving quality to it. I'm forgiving. Right? I'm giving it back. I'm saying, I am no longer willing to hold on to this hatred any longer. I'm giving it out. And so that there's a very sort of ethical, compassionate, metta quality to the really courage that it takes, and the oftentimes the vulnerability that we might experience as we try to back ourselves into the maybe scary waters of forgiveness. But I think we can all acknowledge that the lack of forgiveness is too much of a cost to bear for many of us. It's too heavy, it's too much, it's unsuccessful. And so we start to see this as a practice. So as we do this formal practice here, and we'll carry it into the rest of the retreat, it's about recovering from the harm. And part of forgiveness, what it does is it allows us to let the armor down a little bit and give us a little bit more access to our heart and give other people a little bit more access to our hearts. So that way, once we're able to start to live in a place of forgiveness, as we go through life and we get harmed again or we do something, that we already have something in place to clean up the mess. And so we don't become cynical and dismissive and armored and pulled away from and disconnected and isolated. Because that's what happens when we don't forgive. We have all those experiences. And then the world becomes unsafe, and people become unsafe, and I'm isolated. I'm just locked inside with my own anger and resentment and hatred. So that's what we'll focus on. So if you like, we'll go into a sitting posture. If you want to stand for just a moment, let your body get some adjusting. So just taking a few moments to find a way to sit that feels good enough. If you feel tired and feel like you need to stand, you can do that. If you want to sit and have some support, you can sit against the wall and lean into the wall. And so arriving back into your practice that you've been working on today, and just establishing a very light or simple form of mindfulness so you can let the sounds come into the room, come into your awareness. You can let your breath come into your body, just watching as the breath arises and passes away. And as best you can, I would also like to see if you can get your attention out of your mind and into the body. So just, again, just pour the mind down into the body. And as much as we're going to use the mind and say some phrases to try to connect the mind, just seeing if you can start to experience forgiveness as something that happens in the body, and forgiveness is something that happens specifically in the heart. And if you find it helpful, you can also place your hand over your heart if you want to create some type of form of connection. And so to begin, we'll just see if we can bring some awareness into the face and relaxing all of the muscles at the face. And relaxing all of the muscles in the front of your throat. And so you might just let your chin drop towards the floor if it feels tight. And just allowing your breathing to move through the mouth and the nostrils down into the lungs and the belly, right through the throat in a very gentle way. Softening your belly and letting the whole front of the body, the torso from the chin down through the belly button, just relaxing that whole area outward. And then as we enter into this particular practice, just starting by saying the word inwardly to yourself, dropping it from the mind down into the heart, just saying in your own experience, forgiveness. 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 Just repeating it over and over. Breathing into it, breathing through it. And if you can, even imagine what your life would be like. What would it be like if you could let go of all your resentment, all anger and blame, to be free from that? Forgiveness. And so keeping the primary focus of attention on the front of the body, from the chest, the throat, the belly, letting your attention just rest into that region. And then just engaging the mind and engaging memory and just bringing to mind somebody that you have harmed. Somebody that you've hurt. Somebody whom you would like to ask forgiveness. Could be a friend, a family member, a loved one. It could be recent or it could be way from the past, doesn't matter. But just let your mind go to somebody that you've harmed, that you've hurt in some way, and you would like to ask them to forgive you. And if you can, allowing their image to just arrive. I'm just beginning to offer this phrase. I understand that I have caused you harm. I understand that I have caused you harm, and I ask you for your forgiveness. I understand that I have caused you harm, and I ask you for your forgiveness. Please forgive me for having caused you harm. Please forgive me for having caused you harm. I ask you for your forgiveness. I ask you for your forgiveness. And feeling into your own desire to be forgiven, staying with it, feeling into the heart. I understand that I've caused you harm, and I ask you for your forgiveness. I understand that I have caused you harm, and I ask you for your forgiveness. Please forgive me for the harm that I caused you. Please forgive me for the harm that I have caused you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I ask you for your forgiveness. I ask you for your forgiveness. Please forgive me. Just keeping this person's image in mind, softening into your breath, and just asking for forgiveness. And allowing this person's image to fade, relaxing the body, letting the mind move back into sound if you like. And then turning the attention towards yourself, completely turning towards yourself in your experience. And just beginning to consider what it would be like if you were able to fully forgive yourself. And so just again, letting the word forgiveness arrive into the body, relaxing the front of the torso, the throat, the belly, softening and relaxing, receiving. And just starting to send the phrases towards yourself. I forgive you for having caused me harm. I forgive you for having caused me harm. I regret having hurt you. And I forgive you. I regret having hurt you. And I forgive you. I regret having hurt you and caused you harm. I forgive you. And just completely turning towards your experience, turning towards yourself. And offering yourself forgiveness. And allowing yourself back inside of your own heart. I forgive you. A homecoming, welcoming yourself back into the heart. I forgive you. I forgive you. And sending this message deep into the body, making sure the heart is hearing you, and just repeating the phrase over and over, I forgive you, I forgive me, I forgive myself. I forgive you, I forgive me, I forgive myself. I forgive you. I forgive me. I forgive myself. I forgive you. I forgive me. I forgive myself. And if you notice any tightness in the body, let that go. Relax the throat and the chest and the belly. Breathe. Breathe in. I forgive you. Breathe out. I forgive me. Breathe in. I forgive myself. And if the mind thoughts get in the way, Just say the phrase fast enough that nothing else can get in. I forgive you. 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 And even forgiving any part of yourself that's unforgiving. Do it now. Do it right now. I forgive you. I forgive you for everything. For all of it. I forgive you. And releasing any tension that you're holding in the body, let the body relax. Let the sound come in. And allowing any emotion that wants to come in, just let it in. And now, moving into this third category, bringing into mind somebody that's harmed you. Bringing into mind somebody that you're angry with, that you're resentful towards. Somebody who's caused you harm. And beginning to extend and offer forgiveness towards this person. I understand that you were in pain and you were confused. I forgive you for the harm that you've caused me. And I offer you my forgiveness. I forgive you for the harm that you've caused me, and I offer you my forgiveness. I forgive you for the harm that you've caused me, for the pain that you've caused me, and I offer you my forgiveness. I forgive you. I forgive you for the harm you've caused me. And I offer you forgiveness. I forgive you. I forgive you. I understand that it was your pain and your confusion and your suffering. And just like me, I also forgive you. And then letting this word just arrive into the body, forgiveness. And just spending the last few minutes in silence practicing with forgiveness in any way that you feel you need to. Asking for forgiveness, forgiving yourself. And offering forgiveness. No longer willing to sit inside the pain of a constricted heart. And taking the last few minutes to extend forgiveness in any direction where you feel it's needed. I forgive.